Fantasy worlds need heroes like men need to eat and breathe to face down the toughest challenges and dominate the greatest foes, to stand tall and proud against the forces of oppression and proclaim their own strength for the whole world to see, respect, and immortalize. Explore, build, conquer, mastering the craft of meaningful power fantasy. This is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch.
Hello and welcome to Mastering Power Fantasy. It's been a while, quite a few months, and a lot has happened in that time. A lot out in the world, and a lot in my world too. It's taken me a good amount of ruminating on this podcast, after the first episode went live, to figure out what to do with it, what direction I want to take it, but I now have it. Thank you, Yahtzee Croshaw. For those of you who don't follow this particular gentleman, Yahtzee is a games journalist, indie game developer, and novelist, most famous for the internet YouTube series Zero Punctuation, in which he very quickly rips apart whatever game is unfortunate enough to be on his radar that week. I have a lot of respect for this man, especially because Zero Punctuation is over 10 years old now, and I don't think has missed a single episode in all that time. One a week, I remind you, that's serious consistency. Anyway, last year, Yahtzee began another YouTube series called Dev Diary as a refocusing exercise after spending 2 years developing an indie game that wasn't going anywhere. The premise was simple. Develop 12 games in 12 months and document the process every 2 weeks in a YouTube video. He finished the challenge last month and by all accounts got a lot of valuable creative experience from it. I need that. Writing is very much like game development in that the projects can easily become epic monsters that eat up all your time, energy, and motivation, and that makes rapid iteration and learning difficult. So here's my challenge. Outline 12 fantasy light novels in 12 months, with a target word count of between 40 and 60,000 words. I'm not going so far as to write the novels themselves. NaNoWriMo is difficult enough as it is, without attempting to do it 12 times in a row, but a good outline is basically the fully written story anyway, just not in prose. I've so many ideas knocking about in my head now for stories and series that I just need to get them out, and I feel that this is a good way to do that. This also gives me the chance to take another look at older series I've worked on in the past, such as Richard's Struggle and Swordsinger. Richard's Struggle in particular consistently gets positive feedback from just about anyone and everyone who reads it, so outlining a follow-up story seems like a no-brainer. But most importantly, I'm hoping this will push my storytelling skills at the macro level, the level of the overall narrative, rather than the micro level, that of the scene and the chapter, something which dodging prison and stealing witches has given me endless practice at. And just like Yahtzee's Dev Diary, I'm going to document the process every 2 weeks, although on this podcast instead of on YouTube. We'll have to see about that. I can easily imagine many parts of the work for this project are going to be far more visual in nature than simple prose by itself, but on the other hand, I do want to keep my focus on the craft, not get bogged down in editing videos. The outlines themselves will go up on my Word Anvil account for any of you interested enough to explore and critique as you will. Although my current subscription only allows for 10 worlds total, and two of them are already taken up by Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches and Isolation, so I may have to reassess that when we get to month 8. But enough about the setup, let's get down to some outlining. Swordsinger was a concept I came up for a series that had, as its central premise, the power fantasy of the Jedi Knight, a single lone warrior capable of altering the fate of a whole galaxy through magic and swordplay, a concept which itself was taken straight from the fantasy legends of old and merely transposed onto a sci-fi canvas. I really like the idea of a sword that can cut through anything. Something about it stimulates the little boy in me like very little else, and letting the inner child run free is basically what power fantasy is all about. I was also playing with the idea of the power imbalance between someone from a magic-rich world, such as the Wizarding World or Azeroth, visiting a magic-poor world, such as Westeros or Middle-earth. Power fantasy needs a setup, a reason why our protagonists can do the things they can do, and the fantasy equivalent of a first-world office worker holidaying in a third-world village, but without the creepy guilt, works nicely in that regard. Some of my favourite fanfiction stories are crossovers between magic-rich universes and magic-poor ones. For example, The Difference One Man Can Make by Joanne 1801 and An Avalanche by Lady Halen, both of which have a Master of Death Harry Potter, or female one in the case of An Avalanche, making a new home in Westeros and Middle-earth respectively. The major difficulty I ran into when writing Swordsinger was my desire to also add in the city-building aspects from both of those fanfiction stories into my story as well. Rome wasn't built in a day. When I first attempted to make something out of these ideas, managing the narrative with a time flow that required many jumps to get to the interesting bits was simply beyond me, and it showed in my outline. I never felt quite comfortable with what I was doing, which is probably the best reason I have why it was abandoned. But I now feel up for taking another shot at it, if only because I've realised that those big time jumps should ideally happen in between books, if you have multiple POVs, or in between arcs, if you're limiting yourself to just one POV. I also have to fight the tendency to try and build the world up too quickly, adding too many elements too early. The start of Trial by Conquest, for example, currently feels rather rushed, requiring the reader to understand too many non-intuitive things on a very steep learning curve, and I want to avoid making the same mistake again here. So, here's how we're playing this. Our protagonist is a failed magic healer in a magic-rich world, similar to our own in terms of technology, where magic has advanced so far that the older styles are rapidly becoming obsolete. Our man specializes in one of these older styles, using song to empower a soul-bound sword with ever greater and greater magical properties, a process which takes years. He makes a wish at a crucial moment and stumbles through a portal into another world, where he must deal with a strange culture, strange magics, and horrific monsters. He survives by building a castle, and it is the building of this castle by which the story's progression is measured. My original outline had too much happening too quickly. I wanted the protagonist to have fixed the story's main problem, the Steel Demon Patrols, by the end of book one. Knowing what I now know about my process, to do that properly would have taken between 250 and 300,000 words, and even then would have felt hectic. We're going to scale it way down. Instead of having our man do battle with the whole country, we'll settle instead on just dealing with the bit of countryside he finds himself in when he lands. I plan for that land to be dotted with occupied cottages, shacks and other dwellings, which, as a consequence of certain magical issues, are all spaced out at equal distance to each other. The occupants are all male, and our man finding his place among these men will make for a satisfying narrative arc, which all the other story elements can be hung on, far more so than the desperate sprint to solve the main problem arc that I originally had planned. So, that's where we'll start. Now to figure out how to make pottering about in a demon-infested forest as fun and entertaining as possible. See you all in 2 weeks' time!
The J.M. Coombs Dispatch is made possible only through the support of our Early Access Patrons. If you would like to learn how to join them, go to www.patreon.com/leadvonee.